something.
Yeah. I get tired being, oh, you ain't turning up. I said, I ain't gonna turn no more. You turn up. Mom, y'all better get that side of the ground up in there. And we bad, baby. Didn't care what we eat. And coming close, such as he's able to give us, we had. And that's when I say I had. Yeah, I was proud of my mother and dad. Now I tell the world, I hope they rest, they did, but I hope they're resting in all my God. Yeah, I had a, yeah, boy, I go to work out. Yeah, say, he worked in Memphis. Yeah, I was proud of my mother and dad, and well, so my grandmother. I had a wonderful family. I got to tell you, told with love up here. We didn't have nothing. We worked hard as anybody. We never did own no heap of property and stuff like that, but we worked hard. A whole lot of life. So no, I had to tell you, I just pray to God they'd rest in his care. Because they were good to me. And look like to me, everybody. Look like to me, taking a like to my dad as well, so my mother. You know, just like, I wonder about that now sometime, and I think about it. Just like if you were there, and you didn't have sufficient some teeth, you come to my daddy's house, he gonna share with you. Like if he knew that, he gonna send it by us. But hell, I hear what I'm wondering about. When we started that gate, why you going in that bucket? Mama send me up, Mrs. Sis gets in today. Go to the bar, go still and get it. I hate seeing my traveling down over, but he tell us that time after time. Do you know, that put me in mind, that put something in my mind. To always try to have something your own. That's what he was trying to learn us then. Work and try to have something your own. And go when you had to go and don't just go because I go to store and get it. And that growed up in me, you know it did. And they tell me I give away everything I got. But you know what happened? God always got something about to put something in my hand. And so I guess I got that for my mother and my dad because they just like that.
Did your mother have a chance to go to school much, you think?
No. My mama could read good. Mama was school books and my dad could come down. Now she could read the Bible. Words we couldn't spell, we was going to criminalize them when we were going to school. But she could take that Bible and read just like you. Yeah, she had better learning than my daddy.
And you said both your parents were born and raised.
Well, I about done talked out for you now.
Well, I hope not. Are you getting tired?
I talk more than I ever talked over here.
Can I ask you what your first husband did for a living?
Farm.
He farmed?
Mm-hmm. He worked some part of the way, too. You know, some this bridge down here going a lot of counties, river first, old river bridge? Mm-hmm. My husband, he'll build that. You know this bridge going to Brahma, going across that there? Mm-hmm. That's the last public work he did, he had worked on that bridge. He taken a year of that same year. And he never was able to do no more public work.
Mm-hmm. He was born in Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
What about his education?
He had pretty good education.
About how far?
He's somewhere about fifth or sixth grade.
Did I ask you how much you went to school?
For me? I stopped in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Your first husband, his last name is what?
That's his first name. That's his first name.
And what about your second husband?
He had pretty good education. He could read and write and but he didn't have to, somehow about second, about third or fourth grade, so. His name was,
And he's from Tipton County,
too? Yeah, he's Tipton County, too. It's district number 9. Oh, that's in Tipton County.
Do you farm, too?
Mm-hmm. That's all I ever did.
Right. Well, it's a good living. I guess. And most of the people in Tipton County still farm?
Yeah, some of them do now, not some with public work. And that boy there, that's their farm, join with their tree, join our farm. Mm-hmm. But they got that farm right out and they worked daily. And his family, before his mother died, he built that big home. He used to live in Chicago. And his brother Dad Malone, and then that old, that house there, from that house there, that's the old home place. His sister lived there. She have never been married. She's kind of handicapped. And his brother lived on the other side of her. His uncle lived on the other side of him. His uncle's wife and his uncle dead.